So it's 4:26 in the morning. Word is that the Paralympic torch relay is not far away. I still haven't been to bed, but we're going to go and find it now. Archie is awake and with me. Are you ready to go, Arch?
Yeah.
It feels very spooky, I have to say, walking out at 4:30 in the morning. I can actually hear the owls in the field opposite my house. And there are, of course, no street lights either as I head towards the main road. Archie's holding on to me tight. Is it a little bit scary with no lights, Arch?
Yeah.
We're going to make it down to the high street and hopefully see a Paralympic torch sometime very soon. I must be honest, my excitement is mounting now. There are, okay, I can hardly say it's a large crowd, but there's probably 15 or 20 of us in Bushy High Street. Archie's jumping around. Archie, how does it feel to be out in the middle of the night?
Funny.
It's a bit like waiting for Father Christmas, really. We reckon the cavalcade is about 10 or 12 minutes away. And I'm just looking further up the high street. There's a group of about 20 people up there as well. I'm really, really chuffed that Bushy has come out to see the Paralympic torch relay. It is, after all, the middle of the night, and we have all been waiting since 2 o'clock to see it. I'm now completely out of breath because we've raced down the street and the torch has arrived in Bushy Heath. And we're now chasing behind it. We are now part of the torch relay. Here we go. There's 5 torch bearers. One is lit up at the front. And I've got about 40 people running behind me through Bushy High Street, part of the torch relay. What a wonderful moment this is. Wonderful moment for Bushy. And people really have come out in large numbers. Policemen driving past me on their bikes, high-fiving the locals, and I'm about to be run over by a local car. It's going to move out the road. Archie, what's it like to see the torch?
Good.
They're actually moving pretty swiftly, to the extent that I'm having to jog to keep up with them. Well, it was late coming, but I tell you what, it's going at a real pace. Now, they've handed over to the second torchbearer. We're going past the car park on Bushy Heath. About 300 metres left for this torch in Hertfordshire. I don't think I've ever run this much, and I've certainly never run this much at 5 o'clock in the morning. There's the best part of 100 people behind me. This is quite possibly one of the most surreal scenes, not only have I ever seen in Bushy, but ever seen full stop. As the torch heads to the traffic lights, where Hertfordshire meets Middlesex, the torch is leaving our patch after we said hello to it at Stoke Mandeville on Tuesday evening. I've waited a long time for this to get to Bushy. It's 3 hours late, and as I look ahead of me and the crowd race ahead, it reaches the traffic lights and it goes over the traffic lights. We say goodbye to the torch from Hertfordshire. The Paralympic torch has left our patch, left our BBC Three Counties radio patch. What a sight and what an event. It is 5:22 in the morning. I haven't been to bed and I've got a show to present at midday tomorrow. But you know what? I wouldn't have missed that for the world.